This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
The Senate is still hammering out the details of that massive infrastructure bill, with members trying to add or block amendments, and at least for those who support the bill, sell it to constituents back home. The White House has released a state-by-state breakdown showing where money could go for roads, bridges, broadband, and other projects. But folks in Washington aren't the only ones involved in the negotiations. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Lobbyists, they live for mega bills like this. It's a lot of money, touches multiple sectors of the economy, and has the potential to direct billions of dollars to a particular issue or industry. Melissa Holzberg tracks money in politics at the nonprofit Open Secrets.
We've seen about a 36% jump in lobbying clients on infrastructure from all of 2020 to the first half of 2021.
And that was before there even was a bill. Mostly big players like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers. Now that there is a bill, smaller groups want a piece of that pie, too. The digital advocacy group Fight for the Future is trying to change language affecting cryptocurrency. Executive Director Sarah Roth-Gaudet says they're facilitating calls between their supporters and senators.
Tons of people started calling. At one point, we were getting 500 calls every half an hour. At the moment, we're seeing close to 9,000 completed calls, and the numbers just continuing to go up.
But it is a 2,700-page bill with hundreds of groups trying to make tweaks all at the same time. Kevin Mills is with the group Rails to Trails Conservancy, which advocates for better walking, hiking, and biking trails.
So we're certainly doing all we can to make sure that what the Senate decides in the immediate debate is favorable to these issues.
His group says it's pushing for more funding, but he says if it doesn't happen,
we don't really fold up our tent and go home. We look at what the next possible steps are.
Like the potential for a reconciliation bill. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.